welcome. Today I want to debunk a myth. Well, the myth of that in order to meditate, you need to completely sit in silence and clear your mind of all thought. There are many different forms of meditation. You may experience a sense of meditation when you're reading a book or sitting in the bathtub, or some people, even when you're driving your car and you go into that bit of a trance state and you don't even remember how you got to your friend's place, but you're definitely there. That means you've actually gone into a bit of a trance, a bit of a state of meditation. And a lot of people find it hard to meditate when they sit in a quiet, dark room and all that happens is that they can't shut their mind down. It's just noise and all the events of the day are going on and on inside their head. So they're trying to figure, how do I get past this? I can't meditate. I can't have this silence. Well, that is a really tough place to start. One of the easiest places to start is by having noise that relaxes you, and perhaps a guided meditation. Find a guided meditation on YouTube or on a podcast where they have soft music playing, where they have someone with a melodious voice is speaking to you. And if you fall asleep during meditation, don't worry, you're not the first or the only one that's ever happened to. What's important to try to do is to quiet the chatter, to stop thinking about the things that are running around in your head, causing you the anxiety and the stress. So choose a meditation that allows you that feeling of rest and relaxation. If it irritates you, if it doesn't quite resonate with you, it's probably not the best way for you to reach that place of quiet in your own mind. For me, I like to start every meditation with some deep breathing. With every breath, you pay attention to the breath. And after about 3 breaths, you have actually, your brain is concentrating on the intake and the exhalation. And just in doing that for a few minutes, you have quieted the mind, because you've stopped thinking about whatever it was that was running in there that you couldn't quiet. The simple act of paying attention to your breath can help you to lower your anxiety and to feel more at peace. A lot of people use the sounds of nature in order to reach this state of Zen. It's proven that sounds of nature, birds singing, water running in a stream, the wind blowing through the trees, are all things that help us to naturally relax. Being out in nature, having our feet on the ground, and just breathing and just being part of that whole energy is so therapeutic to us on so many levels. What you're actually doing is bringing yourself into what you may have heard spoken of as being in the now. In this very moment, this very time, where the past is not haunting you and you're not worried about the future. You're just in this moment, place, and time. That's the best place to start. Then listen to the words of the people on the tape or on the recording and just try to stay in alignment with their voice and your breathing. And if you get off track, just acknowledge that it happened and then go back to the breath until you can get back to in sync with what's being said or the music and the sounds that you're listening to. The more you do this, the easier it's going to get, and the longer you're going to be able to hold that time of quiet in the mind. This is so very, very important and so beneficial for your physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. So practice. Find something that resonates with you and makes you feel so at peace, and you will find the quiet and the lessening of anxiety that you're seeking. So, blessings to you. Enjoy your day. Namaste. Thank you for joining me here today. I look forward to sharing more insights with you in the coming days. Look for me on social media as Arlana Insights, on my podcast, This is Bliss, and on my website, arlana.ca. Please share and follow. Blessings and namaste.